Okay. It's worse and worse.
I think your throat is degrading.
I need to change it up.
But there was more effort there.
There was. It at least turned it on.
Thank you for trying.
Thanks for listening to
this
episode.
That's all I'm going to do. All right, I'm out, guys.
Thanks, Scott. You did your contribution today. You just heard the voice of Scott Odom. My name is Evan Semenko. And Angie Hagler back today.
I'm back.
And we're answering questions for Angie.
Two out of the last three. So I was surprised. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be, but people were not familiar with the term Ask Me Anything, AMA. It started on Reddit.
I wasn't
it's been
either,
around for about
but
15,
I'm not that familiar
years.
With Reddit.
I have to be honest with you, I was not going to ask because I didn't look dumb, but I had no idea what AMA meant until just now.
So now, if you're listening, you're tuning in for this,
but
go
I'm
back.
Old.
You are.
Yeah.
Thank you, Evan, for educating us.
There you go. That's what I'm here to do, guys. Mm-hmm. But Ask Me Anything, AMA, Reddit started this when it was really taken off. And they would have people come on, and people would submit questions, sometimes anonymously, sometimes would say it. And they would ask big celebrities or people like Bill Gates questions they wanted to know. So that's today's episode. Angie Hagler, you are the wife.
In the same sentence with
Bill Gates.
And
just as
that's
interesting.
That's hilarious.
Just as interesting, Angie. You are Justin's.
Not so, but thank you.
You're welcome. Justin's wife, the lead pastor here, mom of three,
mm-hmm.
wise woman, do good store leader. We did a great episode 2 weeks ago. You like that?
I feel like you're building her up just to
I appreciate
her down.
It.
Oh, well, we're not knocking down today. We're going
to
just get to know
Scott, that has been
Angie
your
better.
Job lately, and we need to work on that.
Oh. What, knocking you down?
The knocking down lately.
Let's clear
who
the air.
Last time we were on here, remember he went negative. You said that our people wouldn't ask good questions. There was one other thing he said, and I was like, Scotty Poo, what has happened?
Angie, if we were trying to track all the negative things Scott said.
But I love him, and he knows it.
I know, and I love Angie.
Absolutely. But tends to be
like a in
negative.
A brotherly way, not a sick way,
no.
right? We're
right.
family.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
Thanks
You're welcome. I didn't want it to sound gross because I call him Scotty Poo. Yeah.
We're off to a good start.
There you go. I hope we didn't need to clarify.
I just thought
but okay,
we would just in case.
He's like the fourth son you didn't know you wanted.
Exactly.
I'm like a son brother. Brother, son?
Yeah, you're more like a brother to me.
Okay.
You're a uncle brother?
Uncle brother. You're more like my kid's uncle.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so I guess
kitties.
They love you.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. All right, Andy. Okay. So we're going to jump into it. We're going to see as many of these we can get to. We're going to start with the more ridiculous ones, and we'll get into
okay.
more serious
do we
content.
Have serious questions?
We do have some serious questions.
You sent the questions to me. I didn't read them, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, I
Shocker.
Did. I did. I looked over them. Me
we
and
gave you a heads
me
up.
Me and Emma last night kind of looked
Sweet.
At them while I was coloring
Emma
her hair. I was putting her pink in her hair last night,
it
and
was,
I said, look at these questions.
Fading. The pink has. The one, the original.
Yeah,
pink,
yeah, now it's like literally kind of purple because the dye we found was too dark. Anyway.
Hair problems.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't know.
That's right. Me neither. But
we're DIY people.
Scott, you will know the answer to this. We'll start off with the hard-hitting questions.
But I'm not the one answering.
I know, but you're going to chime in. Jordan, you as well. We introduced producer Jordan Phillips over
Hi.
There.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
It's me. Good to see you. But Angie,
yes,
you
sir.
Get to start each question. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Okay, let me say this.
Let's get it out.
Emma
here.
Thought this question might have come from Blake. It sounded like something Blake
it
would ask.
It did not, actually.
It didn't?
Nope.
Okay, we literally talked this out.
But he does have a question in here later.
He does? Okay. So for sure, I would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses.
That is 100% the wrong answer, Angie. Tell us why.
I believe it's the right answer because I could just kick them. I could kick all the little horses. A big duck is pretty aggressive. Have you ever seen a duck attack a person?
I have.
That beak coming at you the size of a horse?
Now, hold on. I've never seen a duck attack anybody. I have seen like swans.
Yeah, they have, but let's just imagine for a minute. Have you ever seen... Well, never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
I don't know where that was going.
Ducks can be aggressive.
That is true.
And so I thought one that's as big as a horse coming at me would be a little more challenging than I could just... kick a bunch of little tiny ones.
Have you ever been in a kindergarten classroom?
Yes.
That's 20 kindergartners. Can you imagine how tired you are fighting off 20? Now do
but
that times
ducks.
Five.
Ducks.
100 is a lot of things. Even if you get 80 of them, there's still 20 left.
I can kick pretty fast.
I'm going to go with the one. If you take the one down and get a lucky blow in, you're done.
Really?
I don't want to fight either one.
That's not the game,
either.
Scott. That's not how we're doing things today.
I happen to like ducks
and
a lot.
Giant monster
and duck horses?
I guess I would probably take the horses because I hate horses.
Well, they're all horses.
Yeah,
oh, no,
no, no,
no,
I'm sorry.
Not.
Duck-sized
they're
horses
all...
are. You would want the 100.
Yeah, only because I have... I had a very bad experience with horses growing up.
You did? I forgot about this.
Yeah. So horses, I've only met one horse in my entire life, and I've met a lot of horses.
He worked on a horse farm.
I worked on a horse farm.
Did you know that?
You've had more jobs than any human I've ever known.
Well, I really don't count that. Like, I was a teenager. Like, I was actually 13. It was my mom's friend that owned the horse farm. Mm-hmm. And I worked there in the summers just to make extra money for,
it's
like...
It's a job.
Yeah.
It counts.
Yeah, you know, just like for spending money. Because I worked there from 13 to 16. So it was before even I was legal to work.
Definitely
anyway,
counts. Okay.
But, yeah, her horses were not nice horses. And there was a bunch of them. And there was only one paint that was actually kind of nice. But other than that, yeah, mm-hmm. horses are jerks.
There you go.
Jordan?
So, Jordan, let's hear your answer.
I'm going for the one duck.
Thank you.
The one.
A man of logic.
Mm-hmm. But, like...
Okay.
That's a big duck.
That, okay, I just want to...
Yeah, but have you ever seen an ant attack something? A group of ants attack something?
A swarm?
But
I have been attacked by ants.
Okay.
Ding.
Ducks I know, bite. But I'm saying...
You can
imagine,
stomp on them.
Yeah but imagine...
100 ducks.
Yes.
Little mini ducks.
Here's
attacking.
The thing. If it was
is that right? Or little horses?
I know me well duck enough that horses. If I little met horses. A horse-sized duck, I would just curl up into a ball.
Have you ever seen the beginning of Toy Story 3 where they release the
monkeys?
Can
you imagine like their heads not. Are little? If it's a duck-sized horse, they have little heads. They're not going to bite as bad.
You your duck-sized head.
It's just the quantity, guys. 100.
That's why. Either way,
okay,
I'm going to lose.
That's true.
For the listeners, we'd love to know what you think.
I want you to email every answer to every question, listener, to scott@thesimplechurch.tv.
Or you can reply
He's
on
really wanting
media.
Some emails.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram,
up.
TikTok,
I am curious
YouTube.
If I'm the only one out there. Somebody.
We'll do some polls. That's a good idea. I'm going to make a note. We'll ask
agree
you.
With
you
me.
Won't be the only
All right. At this
I think
rate.
You should randomly ask Justin on the pre-show.
Oh,
that'll get him going.
Okay.
That's right. We'll derail the whole
he'll
pre-show.
He'll say one. He'll say one big duck horse. I know.
We'll be like, no, we got to go. We gotta go. Angie, stop slowing us down.
She's not even gonna reply.
We're baiting her. We're trying
we've
to get
already,
her.
Everybody publicly saw us battle on Sunday. Thank
it
you.
Was awesome.
Watch the pre-show. Tune in 15 minutes before you
start. I love it when the parents fight.
But speaking of Blake, this was his question.
Okay.
What is the biggest animal that you think you could beat in hand-to-hand combat?
I really struggled with this.
Okay, because this is a hard question.
It is, and honestly, I never got an answer, so I got to think about it for a second.
So it's obviously bigger than a duck.
Well, I will tell you this.
Bigger than a duck.
Biggest size animal that you would go to combat with and could win.
You could defeat.
Well, so like, I weigh a lot. Okay.
If you've never seen Scott.
Yeah, if you've never seen me, I weigh a lot. I have a 95-pound Labrador Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big lab.
He's a big boy, and he is...
How big is his head?
98% muscle. And I wrestle with him, and he can kick my butt.
Yes.
If that gives you... Because he is
so
nothing
you're going smaller.
But strength. And he's a sweet boy. He's a sweet boy. But, I mean, we just play fight. We're not going to wrestle. But I mean,
if he turned it on?
He can... Like, if I don't put, like, all my weight on them, obviously, because I don't want to hurt them, but I can put some of my weight on them, or I can, like, I can't hold him. He can pull me on a leash.
Yep.
Like, pull me, like, if I'm sitting on the ground, he can pull me up.
Strong.
When he decides he's going to go for something.
There you go.
I have to put all my weight into that leash, because he can move me, and I am... big, and he's just 90 little pounds, so and I can pick him up and stuff, and he can still move me, so that gives you some idea of how strong animals really are.
Okay. Thank you. So what do you Thank think you. You could fight?
You know what I would really want to fight?
Tell me, because we just went just to the zoo this week.
Just because I think it'd be funny, a kangaroo.
That would whoop
Have
you.
Have you seen how they look?
Oh yeah, no, they are.
It's
terrifying.
Incredible.
But they did like kangaroo boxing, like in basketball games at halftime shows, and I think PETA shut it all down. So kangaroo, you think you could win, or you?
No,
just want
absolutely
to?
Okay. not. No.
So that's not the answer.
Oh, I had to win.
You have what to win you in hand-to-hand combat.
Finch,
a bird.
Have you ever seen a finch? They're like
yeah, tiny.
Yeah.
All right, tiny. There we go. There's an answer, Jordan.
I don't know.
Like Jordan, that's not the game.
Like a declawed cat.
Okay, little cat. I would say raccoon. I think I could fight a raccoon.
Raccoons are feisty, man.
They are aggressive. They are.
But I think you can...
They'll rip your face off with those little tiny fingers.
Have I shown you the video of the squirrel coming at me?
No.
Oh, I got to show
All right,
that.
Let's do that later. Yeah. So, Angie?
Oh, gosh.
Raccoons are mean,
I don't know why I can't come to a conclusion on this, but I did tell Emma last night, I was like, the first thought I have is like a sloth. And she goes,
guarantee victory.
Mom, because they're so slow.
Hey, that's an answer.
You know what I'm saying? And Emma goes, Mom, you cannot say that.
Punch
you are that too tough for that.
Well, but I mean, isn't that funny? They do have big claws.
They do.
They do, but they're so slow. It's like you could grab their neck and just choke them out.
I feel like koalas have diseases too.
Yeah, I feel like a koala would be rough.
Yeah, don't they have like chlamydia or something?
I think so.
Yeah, they do.
They carry.
You don't
nasty.
Want them to jump on you.
But we just went to the zoo. Like black bears are terrifying. One came up to us. They're giant. Like you just you forget. Like they're funny in cartoons and stuff. But there's some.
My dad animals. In Yellowstone got out of the car when a grizzly bear came walking by.
Went to it.
A full size grizzly bear, which by the way are massive. My mom's like, Don, get back in the truck. He's like, what? I'm trying to film it.
A grizzly bear?
That's it.
Grizzly bear. All right. Wild.
So okay. We don't feel very confident we beat some animals. There you
Thank
go.
You, Blake.
This is another one I have strong feelings about. We did this during COVID as a poll and got my whole neighborhood fired up. Is a hot dog a sandwich, Angie?
Yes.
100% agree. Scott?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
What is a sandwich? Define a sandwich.
A sandwich is like a deli sandwich, like a deli meat.
To me, well, I can see that because
is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
Is a meatball sub a sandwich?
Here's the thing.
It's a sub, so yes.
That is a sub. But hold on. Here's where I think.
Come on.
Okay, I agree somewhat because yes, if you're talking about a broad category of a sandwich being bread, meat, bread, then yes. However, like a meatball. Is a Subway sandwich, which I think is a subcategory of the sandwich.
What's the second part of that? Subway just what?
Sandwich.
Okay.
Just like a po' boy is a sandwich. Yeah. However, I think a hot dog, and this is just my personal opinion, is it's its own
thing. People say, do you want a hot dog?
Yeah, people don't go, do you want a hot dog sandwich?
People also say, do you want a hamburger? But in general, let's just take it simple and say it's a sandwich.
Okay,
it's bread and a meat.
I believe, it's bread and this a meat. Is just me, that a hamburger and a hot dog, they're their own thing. They're separate. Mm.
They're American.
American.
Right. American. Actually,
you ready for this?
Not, but yes.
You ready?
Yes.
A Pop-Tart is a ravioli.
I could see that.
What? It's a pastry.
It's got
but
filling.
It's a filled. It's a filled. But the only difference
Flour?
Is... Well, but the only difference is the dough is not a pasta dough. Mm. The dough for a Pop-Tart is not a pasta dough. It's more of a bread dough.
Hot takes.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that would be where people would probably argue with you because you can't boil a Pop-Tart and it'll keep it
straight. It's not a ravioli. Mm.
Yeah. It ain't a ravioli.
By any stretch. Thank
there you.
You
go. Yeah. Hot dog is the same. So Angie's not right
Feel
on
bad
that one.
For your neighborhood.
We did. When everybody was trapped inside in COVID, we would do chalk and write it on the sidewalk when people would walk by and ask polls. And that was one of them.
That's
that
funny.
Had the most response.
That really is awesome.
Fired up people, too.
And they started talking in the Facebook group. It was fun. Nice. Good times. All right.
Just leave it in the street.
This one's a little more of a thinker, Angie.
Okay.
Would you rather meet your ancestors? You can pick as far back as you want.
Okay.
Any ancestor you've ever wanted to meet or your descendants. So as far down the line, grandkids, great-grandkids, as far as you want to go. So if you could meet them, have one conversation, would you rather meet your ancestors or your descendants?
Okay, so for this was pretty easy for me because even though I do want to meet my great-grandkids one day, definitely my ancestors because I didn't know my dad because he got killed when I was so little. I was like two, so I have zero memories of him at all, and I would love to meet him and like really get to know what he was like.
That's a really thoughtful answer.
That's
a good one.
So that's
it.
Makes me
that's from the heart.
A little teary-eyed.
Definitely from the heart. What about y'all?
Yeah, definitely made me. I'm adopted, so I'm torn on this. Personally, because there are ancestors that I would like to meet from my parents' lives. Like, I did know my great grandparents, well, one of them, but there's other people that I know about that I'd like to have met. But then I don't know because being adopted, there's part of me that wants to meet those people,
biological.
But then there's a part of me that doesn't. Then who am I meeting ancestor wise? I'm meeting biological or because.
You pick.
You pick.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That makes it very difficult because my family definitely feels like my family. Like, so I don't know. I can't really answer that. But I would rather meet an ancestor than a future generation because what if the future is not good? You know,
you'd want to know. Jordan?
Yeah.
I'm going descendants.
Me too. What are you thinking?
I already know all my people that I care to know.
You don't know.
Wow.
All of them.
Alrighty then.
Oh man. Yeah, I think I want to know like what's the future? What's it looking?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with Evan on
great,
that.
Great grandkids. hear how things are going.
I think it's more of like, how did I influence the...
Or do they even know who I am?
You know what I mean?
No, that's super sweet. I know. Well, of course I want to know mine too, but...
You saw where they say within 100 years, no one is going to know about you.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Like, you don't... I don't really know
anything
about... Yeah,
Justin and I talked about
that. I knew my great-grandparents, but that's as far back as they went.
Right. Yeah.
But, and that's because all my family all had kids young. So, like, my mom's still alive. My grandmother just passed away a couple years ago. So... People live long and they started early, but it's probably gonna be different because we started later. And
I was fortunate that I did get to know both sets of my grandparents.
That's rare,
and they were very nice.
Both of my sets of great grandparents, my grandparents' mom and dad, and my grandma's mom and dad, before they met, immigrated. One from Poland, one from Ukraine. They worked in the same town in a coal mill, and they both died in a coal explosion when my grandparents were kids.
Jeez.
Really?
And they went, and it was on my grandfather's birthday. So his dad died in a coal mine accident on his birthday.
Wait, terrible story. Which one?
My dad's dad. His dad. So my dad's grandfather died in a coal mine explosion.
Wow. Your great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Let's move on. This question's sad. Okay.
There you go. All right.
We're getting deeper.
Deep thoughts.
This is another deep thought, Angie. Do you have a name for the donkey you will one day get?
Donkey.
And please explain the donkey for those of you.
Donkey!
I absolutely have a name. My future donkey, which is going to be a little miniature boy donkey.
All right.
I'm not sure on his color yet.
Okay.
So that's to be determined, but his name is definitely going to be Eugene.
Eugene. For Justin's middle name?
Yep.
Nice.
In honor of my husband,
another
his middle
donkey.
Name is Eugene, which when we first started dating, I've told this before, he would not tell me his middle name for a long time. He wanted to make sure I liked him first.
He was embarrassed.
Isn't that hilarious?
And
like,
now
really, your middle name is going to make a difference and it's a go or not?
You know, I liked you, but...
Ugh. Oh, that middle name, I can't tell. It was so funny when I said, what's your middle name? For real. I'm telling the truth here.
That is so funny.
Anyway, but so in honor of him, Eugene. Isn't that cute? Like a little
tiny
fuzzy.
Is this the first time he'll hear
this? No, he knows.
I think that would be very fitting because just like a donkey, he can be very sweet and he can be very stubborn and mean.
That's from your lips.
That was Scott, for the record. There you go.
Because donkeys can be very sweet and very loving, and they're very protective.
They are.
They're great. If you've ever noticed.
They love their people.
Yeah, and they also, so like if you ever notice somebody that has cows, you'll see donkeys in with the cows. If you ever wondered why, it's because they protect the donkeys from coyotes and other predators.
They protect the cows.
Yeah.
Because once they get in a herd, they become very protective, and they will kill.
The dog.
They will kill a dog, coyote. They will kick it to death.
Yeah, they're dangerous dogs.
So where does
your
obsession with donkeys come from? Go back in that for us.
That is a really good question. It hasn't even been that long ago. Maybe during COVID or something. I don't know when.
If I may speak to this, I think.
Do you remember?
I think you, during.
As your own brother,
if I remember, which I may be wrong on this, but I think it was during COVID you started. Like everyone else, we were stuck. You got on social media just like everybody else.
There's
a lot of donkey videos on social media.
Yes, it might have been because YouTube was kind of my first.
Yeah.
And I still, I love YouTube. I watch it all the time.
Because there's a lot of sweet, funny videos. So of donkeys.
I think that may have probably started on YouTube. And then I just thought they were so cute. And then I
saw y'all moved to Benton.
We moved to Benton.
10 years ago now?
We moved there in 2015, so whatever that is.
9 years ago?
9 years ago.
And then you wanted animals.
Yes, because I really want, I wanted to move closer to my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom and my stepdad live in Benton, and I thought, well, as they age, we'd love to be closer to them. And we lived in North Bossier, and so we did find a house out there we got a steal on. And so we got closer to them, and then they have land, and so I wanted chickens. They have chickens. Well, I still haven't gotten chickens because my life has been way too busy to
tend
like to another.
I know like six people right now who are getting chickens.
And
you
want
some.
Someday I really do want them. My parents have them, so we have fresh eggs all the time. And I love that, but I'm too busy right now to tend to something else. But I don't know if it was all that time, but I love the donkeys. And then I found out that they had a cross on their back. Because Jesus rode in on the donkey, and it sealed.
Donkeys have crosses
the deal.
On their back.
It looks like a cross the way their hair grows.
It's like a little black stripe, just like a cross.
I'll look it up.
I know that.
Look it up. We'll put a picture in the show notes.
It's like such another like reference of the truth of the gospel. Jesus.
It is Easter.
So that made me love him even more.
Even more. And then we brought a live donkey on to pre-show.
Yeah, for Justin's birthday. It was really for me.
So donkeys, there you go, Scott. How
I remember
do you feel
that
about
door
donkeys?
Opening and here comes I like a donkey. Donkeys. I was like, what is happening?
I like donkeys. I've dealt with donkeys on a personal level. I'm kidding. No, but I mean, I've been on cow farms or whatever with donkeys, and they've always been very sweet and very, you know.
If you see the way they are with the people that they know, like, yeah. I think the very first video that I was like, oh my God, look at that donkey, was it's a little girl. She has been away from like the farm for a minute, and she comes in and she calls it, and that donkey comes running and like almost sounds like he's crying, you know,
like
to
puppy.
Get to her. And when he gets to her, he just hugs her and hugs her and hugs her. I'm like,
yeah, they
that
can.
Was it.
Have you seen the one where the dog gets shocked by the fence and the donkey starts laughing?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to find that.
Send it to me, Jordan. We'll post it.
So there you go.
There you go, donkeys.
Donkeys. So, yeah.
They can be dog-like.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I have no strong feelings about donkeys either way, but probably will never own one. I'm fine with that.
It's okay.
That's all right.
I'll have one. You can bring your girls over to
perfect. My mother-in-law
level
has
my
one.
Donkeys. Oh, that's right.
They're not super into it.
Oh, well.
I'm okay with it. All right. Going into more deep philosophical
dun, dun, dun.
Things.
Okay.
What are your Princess Kate theories? Are you following this?
Okay, so typically I'm not
Does
a Princess
Jordan
Kate
and Scott
follower.
Have any idea what we're talking
she
about?
She got seen yesterday.
She did. That's breaking news when we're recording this. Scott, do you have any idea?
Was that the?
I have no clue.
Was that kind of the blurry video that showed her? And there was question though. Was that really her?
Nobody really knows. Yep. So talk about it real quick.
Yeah,
explain to somebody doesn't know.
If it
like
was
Scott.
Actually her.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Like literally.
Okay,
no
so
clue.
Julie is our. In-house royal observer, you
Julie
know,
Mitchell.
Julie uh-huh. Mitchell. She loves. She follows all that.
Mallory's
but
into it too. They talk.
Mallory's okay.
Christy Rhodes as well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm not really a follower, but I am a TikToker, so it's all over. It's all over there. And I've just seen theories that from one that she had an eating disorder.
So
another,
she's not been seen in public for now, like
for like
3 or 4 months
since
it's
December.
Since, yeah.
December, and they said that one is that she has colitis and that she had to have a bowel resection and had to have an ostomy bag and hasn't been out because of that, because she did say she had abdominal surgery but never, you know, my first thought when they first said that is, oh, she probably had to have a hysterectomy or something, and then now it's bowel surgery, and then it's no, he's having an affair with some woman named Rose, which that photo kind of looks like Rose too if you look at it.
So Scott, basically she's not been seen in public, they're being dodgy about why. And then they started making excuses and saying stuff, and it just kept getting weirder and weirder. And then the big thing a couple weeks ago was they released a photo that was like, hey, she's fine. She's okay.
In the car.
And it was AI edited. Like, people were able to find it and see and, like, debunk. And then they came out and admitted, like, we shouldn't have doctored the photo. We just wanted to make it better. We apologize. And then they started talking about the king had cancer around the same time she went missing. So then it's one distracting from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all just really weird and bizarre how
well,
they handled
it all. Especially for someone who is so visual.
High profile, yeah.
So high profile and so loyal to her people. Yeah,
so then maybe. People started making jokes. It's like she's dating Pete Davidson and ran off with him.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
Well, or maybe she just got tired of limelight and took a break.
Right. And she's had
well, that was also that she had struggled with some mental breakdown or something. Who knows? I don't really know.
Right.
See,
nobody knows.
But it's just been weird. And it's just every time like they come up and they're like, hey, it's okay. We're fine, guys. Look. And then they just keep making it weirder and adding on the conspiracy instead of her just coming out and being like, hey, I'm fine. I had surgery. It's just very odd. And then breaking news, Jordan said literally last night, the first video of her shopping with the prince came out, but it was blurry from a distance.
And she looks extremely thin, which if she does have colitis, that happens. But it also kind of looked like that Rose woman if you looked at that. So the one that they say he's having an affair with. But she's come out and said, no, absolutely not. Rose did.
Yeah, and she could just be really sick and not wanting to be in the public eye. And plus, too, there's...
And people pick apart your appearance.
And the royal, there's all kinds of rules in that lifestyle as a royal, so maybe they're like, you can't speak.
Did y'all watch The Crown?
No.
Nope.
Oh, it's very interesting. Yeah. It's good.
But because it's stupid and archaic, and those rules go back like hundreds of years where you're like, really? Really can't? Anyway.
Anyway, sorry, that's not much. What about TikTok, though, in general? What about the ban on TikTok? Does anybody have strong feelings about that?
Stupid.
Let's talk about it for a second. I know that's not a question.
No, it is.
Do we
want to
bring it up?
Absolutely.
So stupid.
Scatty poo.
I have two
about?
Thoughts on this.
So TikTok is owned by a Chinese company.
Mm-hmm.
They have been accused of interfering, espionage, stealing data. And the U.S. government is trying to say if ByteDance, the company, does not sell it, and let Americans run the TikTok division in the U.S., they're going to ban it from all app platforms in the United States.
Wow.
So there's two schools of thought here. One is that it will we'll lose our ability to have free speech in one form,
one form.
Format. And the other is, though, like if they really are getting all that information, which they are, you sign away your life, by the way, when you, nobody reads the small print.
80 pages.
Everybody just says, okay, click.
I want funny videos.
Yeah, but they literally, I think really this is horrible, but I think that they can see your keystrokes on your not just your phone, but your everything.
Well, a couple years ago, I got banned from all military personnel. They were not allowed to have it on any of their
devices.
They
can't take their phones in either, right. Yeah. Anyway, so I can totally see both, but I feel personally, I'm like, oh, maybe just an American company will buy it.
And it's too much money online. They will figure it out, and they're trying to put pressure. But the interesting thing is that has been proven is the U.S. algorithm shows stupid dances, videos, and funny stuff. In China, when they have control over it, it's educational. It's more things. They're showing youth more
positive.
Positive. Less depressive. Less self-image.
In China.
So the algorithm they're showing Chinese people is using it is different and trying to basically dumb down the American population of showing different stuff. And so there's some element of that too, where they're basically committing mental warfare of trying to say,
I totally can see. I mean, you get them obsessed and stay on it. It can be totally propagandized,
yeah.
Which, let's be real, all media probably is at this point.
That's
in time.
A meme going around. Yeah. I prefer to be spied on by American companies. Thank you, because they're doing it too.
Yeah, well, because think about Facebook, where they got in trouble for collecting data and Instagram.
All right, Angie, the last question for today before part two. If you could have dinner with any historical figure, so that's any person who's ever lived, who would you want to eat dinner with and why?
For sure, Jesus.
All right, that's the give me answer.
I told him, I said, I 1,000% it would be Jesus, but I know they're going to say, except Jesus.
I was not going
to
say
so
that, but
I thought y'all would say that.
Right, we have a number two.
We're watching The Chosen right now, I think third season, we're behind one, and it's great. It would be fascinating to go and talk to him. That's a great answer.
I really would. Yeah. I would love to see him in person.
All right,
I mean,
if we all agree it'd be Jesus number one.
We all agree it would be Jesus number one.
Scott, do you have one while she's thinking?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, you do?
Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte. Did you watch the new movie? I haven't seen it still.
I saw it. It wasn't that good.
It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think he's an interesting person.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think it's fascinating, just his whole deal. And, like, he's still considered one of the greatest military strategists of all time. But, I mean, this is a guy that literally gets banned from his old country and then is like, I'm going to raise an army and come back. And almost took it back over.
There you go.
Now, I'm sure he was probably not a nice guy. And probably
you don't have to be friends with him. It's just dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a megalomaniac and very full of himself. But I just think he would be interesting.
There you go. Jordan?
I'm still thinking.
All right. Did you think, Angie?
Maybe Mary Magdalene.
Oh, okay.
Just because I love the
Mary,
way
did you
she...
know?
Different Mary.
The way that she cried at Jesus' feet. Mm. She loved him so deeply, and yet she got to still experience him personally, you know, and I just think that I would love to visit with her because the way she loved him.
Right.
Yeah, I just can relate with she was forgiven for so much. She loved him so much, and she spent time with him.
Yeah.
So
that's a great answer.
That's one.
So I think I'd go two categories. If you're going biblical, it'd be Paul. I just think.
Me too. Oh,
that would
be definitely another
and, like,
one.
Clarify some of the stuff because he's got some hot takes.
Yeah.
And like he
was probably an angry guy.
He had to be fired, but then he like has the stutter. Did he really go do this? He talks about his thorn in his side.
Evan.
How did he overcome that? And then he calls the Jews to the carpet and is like, hey guys, this is not how we're doing it. And because of him, basically we're here.
Yeah.
Anybody not Jewish listen to this?
Yeah, he's another one for sure.
They were going to stay in there, so that'd be good. And then I think George Washington. I just think it'd be fascinating of going and turning down the power to stay and keeping it from being a dictatorship and all the stuff he had to go through.
Worn out.
Oh.
Like, I don't want it, man.
Right. It's interesting.
I can't land on one.
Okay. Can't land
come
on
back
one.
To it. You got next week.
There you go.
Part two. Jordan's going to come back with an answer.
Can't wait.
So thank you for listening.
So that was biblical. I have another one.
Okay, come on.
So Rosa Parks.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was so brave. And I just think what she did, she was like, that's enough.
And so, they all rallied behind her and became the icon.
I totally admire her.
We have a kid's book that was written that's kind of her story and what happened after is great.
Yeah, we have some new ones coming in the store.
Oh, there you go. Little tease, Do Good Store. And go back and listen to Angie's podcast talking about the Do Good Store. If you want to know more about it, shop dogoodstore.net.
Dogoodstore.net.
Well, we are going to come back with part two. There's so much good stuff left. So thank you for listening. Make sure you come back next week, get the next episode for Easter week. Just a reminder, Easter, March 31st, Brookshire Grocery Arena.
I do have someone which is going to be shocking on biblical side.
For now or for next week?
Or it can be for
Go ahead now. We got to wrap it up, yeah.
Judas.
Ooh. There's some interesting stuff.
I just read about him again this morning.
Well, because we really don't know a whole lot about him, but I want to know, guy, you were there. You saw everything that happened, and you were still willing to go I'll take a couple pieces of silver. Mm. What was the mindset there? Were you in it already as on that side, or did you just, what happened? That's what I want to know.
Interesting.
Mm. Selfish.
There you go.
He was regretful, though.
Yeah.
Didn't end well.
Well, it never does.
On that note, this podcast ended well. Thank you, Angie. And we'll be back with more Asking Angie Anything next week. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks for downloading this episode. We appreciate you listening to Backstage with the Simple Church Podcast. Subscribe so each week you get the new episode when it comes out on Wednesdays.
Exactly, because that's what you want is the new content.
That's right. Automatically popped up in your feed, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, leave a 5-star review.
Please do, because it helps people find us. And plus, we deserve it.
That's right, Scott. You do a great job.
Oh, so do you.
And thanks for listening. Share it with a friend. Send it to somebody that should enjoy this episode and subscribe as well. And thanks for being a part of the Simple Church.
Thanks for listening.